from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. The NCL ship that ran aground on Monday in the DR eventually broke free on early Tuesday morning thanks to the incoming tide. However, there's still more to the story. A letter given to guests yesterday on board from the captain says that the remainder of Escape's current cruise has been canceled as the ship remains docked at the Puerto Plata Pier and is assessed for damages. Passengers will be disembarked today through Friday and flown to Orlando on charter flights. All passengers are receiving a full refund and an additional 100% future cruise credit for the inconvenience. Escape was on a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise from Port Canaveral, with its first stop being in the DR. Escape's next cruise from Port Canaveral, a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise, is also canceled. You can read the full letter from the captain at cruiseradio.net. And the Australian government announced that, based on medical advice, its current cruise ban will expire on April 17th. To operate in Australia, cruise lines will need to adhere to measures including additional health screening, testing emergency response plans, and having a vaccination requirement for passengers. International cruise ships will need to meet all state and territory health requirements in places they are docked and sailing from. Many operators, including Carnival Cruise Line and P&O, have already pulled out of Australia for the next year to move their ships to more lucrative waters. And finally, speaking of Down Under, Princess Cruises announced its plans to resume Australia cruising in June. Coral Princess is set to begin sailing from Brisbane before moving to Sydney in August. The line also announced two new U.S. home ports starting this year. In September, Diamond Princess will begin sailing 5 to 16-night cruises from San Diego. And in December, Ruby Princess will begin sailing from Galveston, offering 5 to 11-night voyages. And the Ides of March may have been bad for NCL yesterday, but not bad for the market. It was up. Carnival Corporation up 5.4%, 18.04%. Royal Caribbean up 3.9%, 70.77%. And Norwegian up 6.8%, 18.22%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.